skip it. I guess I'll weigh in on what you should see in the theaters, what you should stream from the comfort of your own home, and what you should skip altogether. My skip this week is a movie that you've heard of before. In the classic version of, let's just remake something to remake it, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. The original starred Christina Applegate, and, I mean, in all honesty, I watch that movie all the time. The movie's 33 years old at this point. They have made a remake of it, set in 2024, and it's just not very good. Not that the 1991 version is very good when you look at it 33 years later either, but at least that one's got some nostalgia tied into it. This remake, not really worth your time. Watch it when it comes onto a streaming service. Then, like, that'll be for the best. Trust me, you'll be just fine. Now, if you're going to go see something in the theaters, holy moly. Okay, so let me take a step back. There is a movie production company called A24. And 10 years ago, this company wasn't making anything. Certainly not anything that people watch and enjoy. Now, they are a juggernaut. They are making movies that are low in budget in some cases, but captivating audiences everywhere. So, like, if you said, okay, so name, like, an A24, like, film I might have seen. Okay, talk about this. Uncut Gems is one of them. That was the Adam Sandler movie that came out, and people were like, what is this? Zone of Interest this last year. The Iron Claw, which was a wrestling movie. I mean, gosh, it just goes on and on and on. A24 Beef, which I think got released on Netflix. There's just so many of these A24 films that have gone on to have huge, gigantic, like, successes at the box office. They've also been critically acclaimed. I mean, and it goes on. And it seems like every year they're releasing 10, 12 movies. They were the ones behind Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, which, as we know, went on to win a bunch of Academy Awards. But they'll do things like Pearl, which is part of a trilogy of horror movies that star Mia Goth. I mean, it's just it's an interesting company, to say the least. And so A24 has released what is going to become one of the most talked about movies of the year, and it is called Civil War. It stars some people that you're going to recognize, like Kirsten Dunst right off the bat. Nick Offerman is in this movie. It had its premiere at South by Southwest just a month ago and was talked about immediately. This is the plot of Civil War. In the near future, a rapidly escalating multi-party civil war engulfs the United States. We're talking about the U.S. And it's kind of a dystopian dictatorship under its president, who is serving a third term. And this world splits, you know, our country splits itself into all these different parts. And it's a race against time to get back to Washington, D.C. to exclusively interview the president. It's a bunch of journalists. And their trip involves them going into areas that are now taken over by citizen militias. This movie, it feels, I mean, if I'm going to be honest, it feels like something that people have talked about happening with the divide in our country. And it talks about people who don't even, you know, there's a question where someone goes, you know, don't shoot us, we're Americans. And then the follow-up question is, what type of Americans? This movie, on the edge of my seat, it gave me some feels. It made me uncomfortable in moments, because I think, you know, they're saying, well, this is the what if we decide that we're going to let everything go to heck in a handbasket. I found myself really captivated by Civil War, and I wanted to talk about it immediately with the people I saw it with. This is one of those movies where it's going to be talked about for a long time, just because it touches on political narratives. It touches on, you know, urban warfare, certainly, and these resistant militias that form up. I'm telling you, it was a really, really intriguing movie.
Just a quick Google, but Nick Offerman is the president?
Yes.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it's rated R, and it's very much a rated R film, and so know that going into it. But they talk about how, you know, you've got the dictatorship's loyal states, you've got Western forces, a Florida alliance, the New People's Army, and just how the United States kind of gets piecemealed. out to what they would belong to if all of these militias started cutting off other parts of the United States from each other. Civil War, it's in theaters. A24, I think, has another massive hit on their hand. Kirsten Dunst, great in this movie. She's one of those actresses that I really have come to appreciate more and more, and it does, like, picks really interesting roles.
Yeah, that is an interesting. I feel like I haven't heard her name in a while, but
right, and I don't think that you have, and that's okay. Part of it, right? So it's nice to see her back. I've got two streams for you. One is a silly, ridiculous dystopian western that I have. I'm having a great time watching, and the other one is about the life of Ben Franklin with Michael Douglas playing the role of Ben Franklin. So on Apple TV Plus, you can watch the television series Franklin. It's a limited series, and it is an in-depth look into the life of Benjamin Franklin, one of our founding fathers who never sought, you know, political office for himself, but knew the importance of the things he was doing. It tracks his time abroad. It follows, you know, him as an inventor. It follows him as a statesman. This series is really good. If you watch the John Adam miniseries that they did 20 years ago now on HBO, I've got the same feel from this. I'm learning so much more about this person. And it's causing me to, like, I really want to pick up a Ben Franklin biography now and get even deeper into these stories. Very good. Michael Douglas does an excellent job. And, of course, you get all of the grandeur of the costuming and the sets and those type of pieces that I think are also interesting as well. If you're like, okay, yeah, I'll learn a little bit about Benjamin Franklin. If you have Amazon Prime, there's a brand new series called Fallout. Fallout is based on a video game series that's out there. OMG, am I having fun with Fallout? So it's the story of the haves and have-nots in a world that's almost, you know, there's nothing left to have. So it's 200 years after the apocalypse, okay? So the apocalypse has happened, and before that took place, people bought these ritzy, luxurious places inside what they call the vault. And the vault are these underground homes that are set so that they can live lives and they can be happy. So they've lived for 200 years in this kind of, you know, this really nice underground society, and they've had some amenities. The apocalypse takes place during, like, the 60s. So if you can imagine, like, what the 60s envisioned the future is going to be.
Sure.
Until one day when they have to leave. They have to walk out. And they see that the world continued to happen, but not in the way they left society. You know, there's rogue bears, there are highway agents. I mean, there's everything you can imagine. It's very Western-like. I have had a blast watching this show. I've never played any of the Fallout games, so I don't know anything about it, but two series in a year with The Last of Us and now Fallout. Did they figure out how to turn video games into movies? They might have, and then people seem to be pretty pleased with the Super Mario Brothers movie.
That's true.
Okay.
Wow.
I didn't know this was going to happen.
This was a theme.
If you want to watch Fallout, and I highly watch the first episode, give it one episode. And if you're not enchanted by this, Eric Johnson was just in. We were talking about the soundtrack to this is out of this world because it takes from that like late 50s, early 60s era. So the soundtrack on Fallout is great. That's available on Amazon Prime if you're going to watch Franklin. That is streaming on Apple TV Plus, so ask your nephew or whoever has Apple TV Plus if they'd hook you up with that password. And if you're going to skip something in the theaters, it's Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Just don't even bother. And if you want to see something in the theaters this weekend that's going to get you thinking and really, I mean, it's they released it at a very perfect time with all the political discussions going on in our country right now. And that is called Civil War. There's a lot of stuff that actually opened in theaters. Everything is really, really good. So there are not a lot of stinkers. Just avoid that Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Trust me, it's cheaper. $3.99. You can rent the old one on Amazon, and then you're like, oh, yeah. I don't really care for this movie as much as I thought.
You had so much to talk about today.
I know. I put a nickel in me.
Wow.
You know?
I liked this one.
Also, everyone's disappointed in the follow-up episode of Quiet on the Set. They made the new episode that dropped that said Nickelodeon documentary.
Yeah, I heard about this.
It Soledad O'Brien does the interviewing for it. It just kind of feels like you guys, you're just trying to grasp at straws on this one. We've already covered the things that you unearthed, and this is more of just an interview rather than anything else in the documentary. So,
like, the documentary already did its job.
Right. Bingo.
This was just trying to capitalize on it.
Yeah,
get a few more streams.
Oh, we'll get Drake to say, right. Hey, have you talked to Josh? You know, Dan Schneider, have you had any reactions? And, you know, what's your interview? Yeah. You don't need to watch it. It's not a great follow-up.
Soledad O'Brien, she was on Channel 1 too, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they chose that specifically.
I bet they did.
That generation will 100%. It'd be like getting Lisa Ling to do it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I'm not the only one who thought that.
They were definitely trying to hit the feels with us on Soledad O'Brien.
She goes to the opera.